All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed podcast. I'm Jenna.
I'm Kevin, and welcome to another just exciting episode of
this
recapping season three with us.
This is season three, episode 15, titled Big Brother. This is one of the funniest episodes I think we have.
Really?
Yes.
I would like to say that this is why guest stars, I think, want to come on the show, because they get to do really fun things, show off other talents and other sides of themselves that are maybe not the sides that the public knows them for.
AKA Matt Bomer being the funniest.
I'm just going to talk about Matt for a second.
Sure.
Matt Bomer is the Jonathan Groff of...
Oh, you're right.
I don't know. Because they are both, they have the same energy.
Yes.
And it's shocking because they're both insanely talented, obviously. And they're both insanely gorgeous.
Yes.
And one might think because of their success, their looks, their talents, that they would not be the kindest people on the planet. But
just like the nicest and like always talk in a whisper kind of person.
Yes. Like they command a room without trying. They look at you like you're the only person that's ever existed.
Yes, yes. You feel seen. You feel the golden light
if
being shown through you while they look at you.
If either of them started a cult, I would willingly
I would join.
Happily. And I would brag about it.
I think a lot of people would.
Like, it's not a dangerous thing.
Well, it would be a nice cult.
Yeah, but at the same time, you'd be like, jump off the cliff. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so this episode aired on April 10th, 2012. Time jump.
We're back.
What was going on in the world?
We are Young by Fun, and Janelle Monae, previously on Glee, seen on Glee, is the number one song in the country. Look at that. Look at the impact. The number one movie was Hunger Games.
I've seen it.
Yes. I went to this premiere.
I think I did.
A bunch of us went together. And I don't remember who I was with, but we did all go.
Right. Okay. I thought so. Maybe I'm conflating this with Twilight, but anyway, I've seen it. In Glee news this week, on April 9th, 2012, Chris, Corey, Liam, Matt, and Gene appeared on the Inside the Actors Studio alongside of Ryan, and it was filmed on December of 2011 and then aired April 9th, 2012. Of all the things that everybody gets to do separate things. Everybody gets to do something different. You know, they can't always bring everybody on the show, you know, on all these special shows. This is the one I was the most envious of. Oh,
absolutely.
I felt sad that I wasn't a part of it, but also I was like, yes, Glee represent on the Actors Studio. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I couldn't believe that the show got asked to be on there in the first place, and definitely like had severe FOMO, but yes, this was the right crew, and how cool that they got to do that.
Totally.
Also, totally. I like this. So this is filmed in December, because my question going into this was, in the next episode, Finn talks about Inside the Actor Studio.
An actor.
And so I imagine maybe they took some inspiration from what was going on in real life. And you're like, let's put this in. Because that would line up for when they were working on that script, wouldn't it?
I think so, Kevin. I think you're right. So after Big Brother aired this episode, the Bio Channel aired Glee, Don't Stop Believin', Keep on Believin', a special featuring behind the scenes content and interviews from the cast, crew, and creators. I don't think I ever saw this.
We were at Taylor Swift levels of saturation at this point. We were everywhere. Mm. You know, like it was after the tour, after the movie. We had shows about the show while we were on other shows.
This is why people hate us now.
Yeah, we really were just like everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there was a lot happening, but the important things that, for this episode were that Eric Stoltz is back.
Couldn't you tell? I can always
tell. Yeah, it's a Stoltz
there's
episode.
Something about it's also I know he directed a lot of episodes, but damn.
No, a lot. There was one I remember like towards the end he was doing two in a row.
Yeah.
And that never happened because, I mean, you really rarely got time to prep. Directors got time to prep for an episode because they were receiving the script pretty much the day that they started. But to do two in a row is, and then you can't edit it. And it's just, you it's too prep. Much. No, people don't normally do, that's not normal. But he did it once. This was written by our friend Michael Hitchcock and the crew and special guest Matt Bomer. As Kevin said, our cult leader.
Yeah, as Cooper Anderson, not to be confused with Anderson Cooper.
Can you tell me about the songs in this episode, Kevin? Oh,
gladly, Jenna. So, there's quite a bit of music. I'm Still Standing. Hungry Like a Wolf, / Rio mashup. Fighter. Mm-hmm. Up, Up, Up. Somebody That I Used to Know. And there, as an honorable mention, M-Bop by Hanson is playing in the background when a young Blaine is dancing.
Love Hanson.
Yes. This is the first episode where both Mercedes and Rachel aren't featured in any songs. Very weird. It also, so weird fun fact, follow me on this, okay? So you know when we did the duets episode and then like people just didn't end up doing the duets? Yeah. This episode marks the end of all of those people actually getting to do duets.
Wow. Good on us.
I know. Shout out to Sam for putting that one together because we were reading it. We're like, what is what? You what kept track of this? But I love it because we have finally followed through. We did it. Sometimes it just takes us some time.
A second. Yeah. I just believe suspension of disbelief that like at some point they did it. We just didn't see it.
Right, but it's Glee. I want to see it. I want to see the duets.
No, I always want to see it. I always want to see it. This episode also aired on the same day as National Sibling Day in the United States.
Wow.
Matt Bomer suggested to Ryan Murphy that he should consider using Gautier's song, Somebody That I Used to Know, as a duet on the show. Well, Ryan obviously had already thought about doing the song on the show. And a week later, Nat received a text from Ryan asking if he wanted to come on the show and sing it. Is that how you get a job from Ryan Murphy these days?
Gay mafia.
You suggest a thing and then secretly plan it. And then you get on the show because you suggested it.
If it's a good idea.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm kidding. There's nobody better but Matt Bomer to come and guest star on this episode. He made this episode, forking fabulous.
You know what's crazy about Matt Bomer?
What?
Matt Bomer grew up with Lee Pace.
What?
Yeah, they went to high school together in Houston.
No.
Yeah.
Huh.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
If I was in high school with them as like a closeted gay boy and both of them 8 feet tall, I don't know what I would, they're both like the two most beautiful people ever and talented. Mm-hmm. I just can't believe that. That's too much.
It's too much beauty.
No, see, they took up all the good Texas genes because then you get a troll like me.
You stop. Oh my gosh.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Matt and Darren, this is new to me. So there is a clip that they filmed sometime during this episode off to the side of
Cooper's Transformers audition tape that Blaine makes an appearance in, and it's on YouTube, so you can just Google Cooper's Transformers audition tape. It is so funny, and it brings me so much joy.
I wish it was in the episode, but
I would love the spinoff of the two of them, honestly.
Their chemistry was unmatched.
I really loved this whole Cooper Blaine storyline.
It's also so fun that, like, okay, we'll talk about it. Sorry, I'm not gonna.
Okay.
Before the episode aired, the Glee on Fox's YouTube channel uploaded the promo in which you can see Quinn in her wheelchair, but it was later removed and replaced by a similar one, but without Quinn, because, spoiler alert, you know, they gave it away really quickly.
Right.
In the roller coaster scene, Rory is the only Glee member that's not sitting next to another member.
Oh, Rory.
And the roller coaster in Senior Ditch Day scene is Viper at Six Flags Magic Mountain in Valencia, California, which is where I sort of grew up and went to high school. And the skate park was also up there. So it felt like a homecoming day for me because that was my territory. I used to
drive.
Yeah, the first 2 years of Glee, first season of Glee, I lived on Magic Mountain Parkway and would drive down to LA proper and shoot and be driving back at like 2 or 3 a.m., which is why I moved down and moved in with you. It was too far. That's it was right. Dangerous.
It was too much.
Yeah.
The amount of time you slept on our couches so that you wouldn't fall asleep at the wheel was... Okay. This is the sixth episode after Throwdown Home Duets Rumors and the first time in which two duets are sung by the same two people, but the first where two different pairings sing two duets in one episode, aka like Blaine and Cooper sing two duets and Quinn and Archie sing two duets. You guys had a lot of songs in this episode.
Yeah. And it was very exciting to have duets with Diana.
It never happens.
No. And
very exciting.
I remember distinctly going into the recording booth and hearing part of her vocal that she had already recorded. And it was so nice because our voices are quite different and are both very distinct. It's like they do that with a lot of us, where all of our voices were so different, and when you found that good pairing, it just sounded totally so nice.
I really think it
makes you like sing differently to try to like match them in a way.
Yeah It's like being in a scene with somebody. Yeah, you know,
it was really it was really fun, and I really liked both of those songs.
I really enjoyed them both, given some of the circumstances being a little...
Yeah, you can take the song out of the story.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, we'll get into it.
So the little summary of this episode is, much to Blaine's chagrin, his big shot of Hollywood actor brother, Cooper, comes to visit. Meanwhile, Finn contemplates a new career path, and Sue decides to help the New Directions win at Nationals, plus Quinn's fate is revealed. So Quinn is alive after the accident. She's in a wheelchair, but she's convinced that she'll be walking by Nationals and graduation, which Artie doesn't really love. He's trying to be like, hey, I thought I would too, but let's get some perspective here on the matter. And so Artie, you know, and Quinn spend some QT together to help her manage her wheelchair and her expectations, ultimately. Right?
Number one, there's like, it's nuanced because she's like, well, I'll be up and walking. And Artie's like, well, I thought that too. So manage your expectations. But also, like, if she is going to be up and walking, like, I'm sure that weighs on Artie saying, like, this is my forever. You know, you could see that on your sweet little face. Yeah, it was very nice. I thought the two of you were really great together and have great chemistry. You guys are good friends, obviously, so it reflects your relationship on screen, I think, really nicely. And like you said, your voices also sound really nice together because they're so distinct. What was it like having somebody in a wheelchair next to you, Mr. Kevin?
I think it sort of felt like the storyline in a way where, if you remember back when we did Proud Mary, Diana didn't love the wheelchair. It was hard because we were going up those ramps and things. And so it felt like when you guys were in the wheelchair, all of you, and when Quinn got in the wheelchair, and this time, that it felt like I can sort of show you how to do this a bit, at least like on the set, right? I can't speak to how to be in a wheelchair in real life, but I can speak to like going around the set or these scenes, like this is sort of how it works. And so that scene when we're going up that ramp, which was really steep, by the way, it was legitimately steep. I could barely do it. And then you can see it. A lot of that scene is ad-libbed. And Stoltz just had us doing it over and over and over and just let the cameras roll, which was really fun. And so when she gets up there and is laughing hysterically and I'm laughing, that's all very much real.
Oh, yeah.
And not, you know, with a tinge of the character. And when she gets up there, she does start to roll back down the thing and I like catch her. And I was so glad they used those takes because those were the most loose
genuine
takes for sure.
It's really cute. You guys just doing I'm Still Standing. Well, okay, look, I love this song originally. I love this song with you guys on it.
Uh-huh.
I don't love this song in the context of the show.
Yeah.
I think it's where we went a step too far beyond the line, which we usually toe anyway. But everybody's faces watching I'm Still Standing is actually very funny because I'm like, okay, good.
Yes.
At least we're acknowledging it. It is. What do you remember your reaction like when you got this script?
I do randomly because I think I was very much into the like bad humor of it all. Of like, this is insane, but of course we're doing this. This is Glee. Like, of course we're doing it. So it was nice that I got to play sort of how I felt of like, yeah, we're just, it's another number. We're so desensitized to the crazy shit we're doing. Like, yeah, I'm just going to do it. And then thank God, because as I was doing it, I couldn't really watch your guys' reactions because I'm just already sort of showing Quinn, you know, the moves and things in real time. And so watching it and seeing your reactions, I had the exact same reaction. I was like, oh, thank God, because this is what the viewer needs to feel. Like, this is weird.
Yes.
I also just had so many questions of like, we're just going to skip the whole recovery process. And she's in a wheelchair and is like, fine. Because she got T-boned really horribly.
Yeah. We tend to do that.
Yeah, but I was like, okay, it's Glee. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Exactly. We have to take it for what it is, I guess.
Yeah. I also, you know what it's like. So when we got to do scenes with people that we weren't normally paired with, it just was so much fun.
Totally.
It was so much like those little things I got to do with Naya or with Leah, where it was like, we never get to do it. And you get to sort of be extra because when you're with someone else, you're bringing a different side of your character.
Yes.
And so we got all that time together. We got to do that ramp thing and the number. So you have rehearsal
skate
together.
Park.
And the skate park was really fun. It was really early, but much like the actual scene, we got to meet so many amazing people legitimately who could do all those things. My stunt double was actually there.
Crazy.
He was the one doing the flips.
Wow. That's awesome.
And we got to, you know, go down the little ramps and things, which was terrifying.
Yeah. How much did you guys do?
It was
just that.
I mean, so there's a shot where there's two like downhill ramp things. We only did the second one. So my stunt double was, and we had stunt doubles for both of us, like go down the big one and then we went down the little one.
And then Diana did that last one that she does.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
She
That's
down.
We did the mini.
Cute.
And then we were wrapped early that day. That's what I remember.
Well,
because you guys got to go to Six Flags.
Right. So the skate park was in Valencia near.
Like 10 minutes away.
Six Flags. And so we did it all in one day. And so, yes. And then we did Six Flags, which is all about Senior Ditch Day. So, they're trying to find, Finn is trying to think up the best Senior Ditch Day possible. They have a meeting about it, which I guess I'm there because I'm sure I asked why I was there anyway. I actually think that maybe Eric brought me in for that. So Eric Stoltz was the only director that would call somebody in who wasn't written into a scene. And let me be very clear, I love Eric Stoltz. I did not love that. Because it was like, we were never not in scenes. We were always in scenes together. And very rarely, like, you know, you and Diana, like, that was the time off, but we were probably rehearsing or doing something else. So it was like, what? I'm not in the scene? And then he called me in. And Tina's a junior, but I guess she was there for Mike.
Well, and Artie's a junior, but I was there for Quinn.
I guess so. But you're really talking about senior ditch day like it was senior ditch day. Like, it wasn't acknowledged that, like, we weren't supposed to be there.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, because there was that whole scene where all of you talking and I wasn't in.
So you weren't there. No. But why was Tina there then? Because Eric Stoltz.
But probably because, like, I could have been recording. So I wasn't available. You could come in. I mean, I do. Right. Yes. In terms of practicality. I was like, oh, let me take this afternoon off, please. But also, he was the best at making it feel real and filling those scenes out with us. And
I appreciate it now. I just didn't love it then.
Yeah.
But I get it. I get it. Yeah. I would probably do the same thing if I were to.
Totally.
No, you're just like, whatever. It's for the best of the
show. Getting paid anyway. It doesn't cost any more to have you there. Like, just.
Or they wouldn't have brought us.
Totally.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to, hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts
days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
And I'm Oliver Hudson. And at last I checked, we're siblings.
And this is Sibling Revelry.
We're full-blood siblings, the only full-blood siblings.
In our family. Well, not in the world. I mean...
No, in the whole world. That's just it. Like, no one... Anyway, we're back with season four. I can't believe it's been four seasons.
Yes, I'm so excited. Yeah. Bigger and better than ever. You might be asking yourself, what is sibling revelry?
Yeah, well, we just made it up. There is no sibling revelry. It's reveling in your sibling.
And it's fun because we've decided to open it up, you know, to really like all kinds of different siblings. And it's going to be an awesome season.
So listen to Sibling Revelry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We decide to go to Six Flags for Senior Ditch Day, and that's how you guys end up at the skate park, Artie and Quinn, because it's not really the best Senior Ditch Day for you guys. And so Artie convinced Quinn to do something different. But Tina goes to Senior Ditch Day because, like, why wouldn't I go to Senior Ditch Day? But here's the funny part. It was awesome. They closed the park.
Yeah, I was so jealous.
It was so cool. The whole parking lot was just empty and it was just our trailers. And you could see like the all the roller coasters, you know, like as you walk into a theme park, and they were like not going, and it was empty and it was quiet. And we kind of got to like run around the park and like have free reign. And it was really fun. The only thing was I love roller coasters. I'm a roller coaster girly. This is my favorite thing. If I could really ride roller coasters all day long, I would. I had recently hurt my back really badly. And this was when, this is after 2.5 seasons of dancing in heels, stomping up and down those risers repetitively.
There's one thing Jen's going to do.
Injury.
She's going to stomp.
I'm going to stomp. And a lot of people started getting injuries. And my back went out really badly, so badly that we were living together, Kevin. And one night I went out to a bar with some friends and I bent down and I couldn't stand up straight. And this was the time before Ubers, before any of that. I had to leave the bar and get in a cab, bent over to go home. I had to leave. I was like, you guys can stay. I have to go home. I came home and I laid on the living room floor of the wooden floor. And you guys had left. I remember you were going somewhere and I was like, I'll be fine. You gave me water and medicine and you put it by my head. About 4 hours later, I could not get up. I could not stand up by myself. So somebody had to peel me off the floor, take me to the emergency room. I was at the emergency room all night because they thought I had like a kidney infection, because usually like your back really hurts from kidney infections. No, it was just I had a herniated disc in my back, in my spine. So I was recovering from that at the time, all while still going to work. I was calling it school. And so I wasn't really able to ride the roller coasters because it was really painful.
Well, I was going to ask, how many times did you guys do it?
A lot. I would say 10, maybe more. Because they put, so what they did was, I think Andrew Mitchell got in once.
There were cameras all over there.
Like rigged to himself. Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember how he did it. And then the other times they put cameras in front of us.
They're like GoPros.
That were rigged exactly on the carts. And so I had said to him, look, I'm really not supposed to do this. But for my own, selfishly, I want to do this. Yeah. So like, I can do it a few times. That's probably all I should do it, because I don't want to mess up my back forever and like not be able to work. But they did it like a lot. And I remember sitting out probably most of those.
Yeah. Good old Stoltz. He'll take care of you.
He will. He was like, you're not doing it. I also was like, I can't dance. And so if you're like, I can ride a roller coaster, but I can't dance on Glee, like right. It doesn't really track. So I got in one time with Harry. I think you catch a glimpse of me. It was really, really fun. The roller coaster, that was Viper. He had us make out the whole time.
Shocking.
And Harry and I were like worried about our teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Like banging our teeth. So we were just laughing and we did it a little bit and then we stopped. But then I got to ride it, I think, like one or two other times. But it was really, really fun.
How long did you have before like going again during the resets? Was there quite a bit of time? Or were you just sort of going back to back to back?
No. It wasn't back to back. I don't think anybody would have made it that way. I think each time they did a different camera angle, camera setup. I think they only had a few GoPros. So I think they would actually swap them out on right. different carts.
Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't like, it wasn't constant, but it was definitely like often. Like they were going pretty often. And everybody was like pretty game. I don't think anybody was like, oh, I get sick, or they wouldn't have made them do right. it. Everybody was really having a good time.
Like a real senior dish day.
Totally. And it was a quick day. Like we were out of there very early.
And we were out of the skate park really early.
I think it was expensive also to rent out. Like they probably did it by, I don't know. I actually don't know, but it was enough that like they were like, let's get us out of here. And then we had to shoot entering the park, exiting the park. Mm-hmm. So all of that stuff, you know, all of the not so fun stuff, but or not as fun stuff for roller coasters. But that anyway, that was the Six Flags.
I drove over there to see.
Recently?
Yeah. No, when you guys were filming it. I remember after.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I drove over there. I don't remember why, but I just sort of looked around and then I was like, I'm going to go see my other friends that live in Valencia. Yeah. It was so nice.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple smaller things that happened, get out of the way here.
Yeah.
So Figgins makes Coach Roz. God, I love Nene. I'm just, every time I see her on screen, I'm like, she needs to be in more things.
Thankfully, she really does make, she comes quite a bit. Yes. But thank goodness.
But she's now the new co-captain of the Cheerios. And Sue is furious. So she says she's going to help New Directions win nationals. And when she wins, she'll be the sole captain of the Cheerios. So Sue takes over booty camp, which is great. Starts shouting at everyone. Emin will accompany Sue at the doctor.
Mm.
Her first, where she's finding out the sex of her baby.
Mm-hmm.
And finds out she's having a girl. But the doctor says there's some irregularities pointing to the baby most likely will have Down syndrome.
Like her sister.
Yeah. And so it's sort of, you know.
Very sweet.
There's not a better person to have a child with Down syndrome than Sue Sylvester.
That's right. That's right. Ironically.
It's a weird, it's like a weirdly sweet storyline of like, Sue being genuine about wanting, obviously she has her motives for wanting to help the New Directions win, like selfish right. things, but say, so, oh, that's season three. Here we go.
Yeah. It all feels strange because Sue's having a baby and it's all really strange, but this moment in it, I thought was very sweet as well. And the fact that like, she's going to go by herself. And Emma's like, who's going to go with you? Like, this is a big deal. And so
she says, you need to have a friend. The
yeah. And that felt, it is really sweet.
When she said friend, that felt like a really big moment because when have they ever referred to each other as friends? And so, you know, most of the show, they've been at each other's necks. And so it's nice that when it counts the most, you know, Will and Emma show up.
That's right. I mean, they always show up. And Sue's little, like, almost non-response was just very touching, you know? Oh, gosh.
You're right, though. I keep thinking about there's always a baby. There's always a baby. Always. Beth is gone, disappeared, and now there's this baby.
There's this baby.
Why is there always a baby?
Couldn't tell you. You're going to have to ask somebody else.
Yeah.
Huck is trying to convince Finn to move to California with him to start a pool cleaning business together. And then Finn's like, no, I'm going to New York with Rachel. But Puck's like, yo, you seem to be doing like only what Rachel wants. Like, why aren't you thinking about yourself? And this plants a seed in Finn's mind, like, oh, right. What about me? And so they're cleaning these pools. It's that line about like, she's like ugly for LA or something. It's crazy. I'm sorry.
She's like a five in LA.
She's like a five in LA. But this does send Finn into a bit of a tailspin, and it creates some drama with Finn and Rachel about him saying like, yeah, but is this all for you or for me? Are you only thinking about yourself, or what about what I want and what I need? Which is a very fair thing. And I think, you know, as they've gotten into some very serious commitments to each other, these are the questions that need to be asked.
Yeah.
But they're really sweet together, I think.
And I really like the storyline between them, and I really like it for Finn, because it goes on for a little bit.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
It's nice to like give him something juicy like this, because it can be funny, like the actual, you know, cleaning of the pool. But then it's a real issue. And I think I've said it a million times, but I love the real high school drama of it all.
Yes.
And this storyline really brings that out, because it's not normal. I don't think that you have kids like Rachel and Kurt who know exactly what they want to do. They're the exception.
That's right.
And then, like, how are you supposed to know what you want to do at 17, 16, 17, 18 years old for the rest of your life? And he's from a small town, and he's with somebody who is overpowering in that way. And a lot of times it's easier just to follow them. And Corey's such a good actor.
Oh, my God.
That it's so nice to see him use this get one like storyline. Yes, to get to do all of this. It's just, in the next episode, it's also great.
Oh, my gosh. It's stunning. Yeah. Okay.
You're just so talented. We'll see
a little bit more of that. I know.
God. It's infuriating.
It is. There's a lot that happens in this episode.
There's so much, but it feels really balanced.
It does. I mean, I think we skimmed over a little bit of Quinn more. Like, I would have loved, like,
I agree. You're right.
You and Quinn and a little bit more of her journey versus just kind of being like, I'm going to walk again. Don't worry. Like, I think that could have been stretched out, but look, it was effective.
Yeah.
And it's really, and it will live on. We'll see more of it. So, but most importantly, Matt Bomer, Cooper Anderson is in this episode, and it's Blaine's big brother who comes to town and charms the hell out of us. But I can't. Cannot explain to you the joy of watching somebody like try to be a good actor or with like the worst advice and direction possible.
That pointing shit
brings me
that pointing thing is brilliant.
So his master class, like his first scene introduced, like coming in and then introducing himself and just sitting in front of the classroom, like the power he held and the comedic genius and the delivery of everything. Like, actually, if you're a really good actor, which Matt Bomer is, you really have to play against all of your instincts. And it's like trying to be drunk. Like they say, to act like you're trying not to be drunk instead of acting drunk. Like he has to play against all of his good instincts to do something like this, to actually be bad, to be funny. He says in his masterclass, which I got to play the dead body, I was honored. The key to a dramatic scene is pointing. When people are really emotional, they point their fingers a lot. And he says, other choices I can plan ahead of time, screaming all my lines because I'm really intense and the things I'm feeling are really intense because I'm an intense actor. Nicolas Cage, right? And you can hear Naya laughing in the background. That's so cool.
He does like a
cackle.
He does a good Nicolas Cage.
It's very good.
And I can't tell if he's I feel like some of these lines he's ad-libbing because he's so in it.
He might be.
I think he is a little bit here and there because it is his commitment to it. Also, you know,
the commitment.
The Glee started out as an hour-long comedy, and we were in all the comedy categories, right. All the award shows. And then at some point, like, oh, we're a full drama. However,
right,
you have Matt Bomer come on, and his storyline is that of someone who's famous because they're in a popular credit score commercial, and everyone is freaking out. Like, Sue's reaction to him, like, stalking him in the hallways is so good.
When he kisses Sue on the lips, I cackled this whole episode. There's a couple of really good lines that Cooper says that I feel like we have to point out. He says, the secret to great acting is ignoring whatever the other actor is doing. Eye contact with a scene partner is incredibly distracting. I try to tune them out entirely. Sometimes I wear earplugs. That way, I don't get distracted by what they're doing and I can focus on the awesome acting choices I've planned ahead of time. Like eating a roast beef sandwich, right? That could go really terribly wrong.
Yeah.
Like, somebody saying, delivering that line could go terribly wrong.
Yeah, not if they're good like Matt Bomer. I also love that scene opens up with, don't go to college. It's a waste of time. After everyone's been talking about college the entire season. Theater is lame, Broadway is dead, real actors do TV and film. Oh, God. He also, when he gets in a fight with Blaine later on, he's like, I can't tell you're mad because you're not pointing at me.
He reads in the masterclass, he says, things are serious. A man in a dress is dead.
I will also, what my equally favorite part of this is, the storyline is, Darren gets something to do.
Oh, man.
You know, we all get into our, like, sort of rhythms of what the characters, their everyday lives and dramas are. And then Blaine, all of a sudden, is just irritated the entire time. And it's so amazing to see somebody who is so likable, like Matt Bomer, come on, and then have a character from the outset hate him.
Yes.
It was really, and Darren was so good at it.
It was so good.
It's so dramatic. Yeah. Like, you hate him so much, you have to sing Fighter by Christine.
The screens the also screens. Behind him of all of that.
I was just thinking, every department must have loved this. Like, the art department. Because they got to do all this crazy shit. The commercial.
It's really funny. It's really, really funny.
Do you remember working with Matt? Like, doing these scenes with him?
Yes, I remember. Okay, so I remember him being really funny. But watching him back, like, I don't know that I appreciated how funny he was. Totally. Like, I felt like, I was like, oh my God. God, I was truly shocked. But I do remember working with him. And I remember these scenes very vividly. I think because Eric and him were very collaborative. And, like, I think he did ad-lib some of this stuff because I think it's very clear in my mind. And I think I was shocked by it.
And he felt like such a natural fit on the show.
Totally.
Especially watching it. It's like, oh, he fully understands. Yes. We had other guest stars who were extremely talented. But, you know, everyone's got their own thing, and he fully fit in, like, his
he
thing
like
matched
implanted
our thing.
Himself in it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. That's totally right.
I wish he came back for more.
I think it's his commitment. Like, he was just so honest about everything, and it was so the circumstances were so ridiculous, but he was just so honest about it all that it just elevated all of it. It was just so funny.
Have you seen Fellow Travelers?
No.
He's very good in it. And it's the complete opposite of this.
I mean, he's the most versatile.
I think, like, when he did Glee, he was famous, but he wasn't as famous as he is now. And he hadn't done as much as he's done now. Mm-hmm. And, like, to now look back and see the range of all the things he has done and how good he is at all of those things is really, really remarkable. And I think, sometimes people are sold short sometimes if they look like Matt Bomer.
That's right.
Where he is just as talented as he is handsome.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. No, you're totally right. And nice. Oh, like a nice person to work with.
He's so nice, you guys.
Do you remember working with him?
Yes. And I just remember, I think, like dying laughing at all of this. And that Nicolas Cage.
I'll never forget the Nicolas Cage of it all and the yelling. I remember that line. He's yelling because we had a hard time not laughing.
Yeah, because I don't think that's... He also like came in just doing that. Like he started at a 10.
That's right.
And it is... You've heard us talk about how, you know, the wheels were falling off. We were all like tired, broken people. And then you have somebody come in like that and just energize you and remind you of like what you're doing and why you're doing and how much fun it is was just such a gift.
I was just going to say, like, even the reactions of the Glee Club, like in his masterclass, all the different takes of like how people were perceiving him and like reacting to him, like he made us better.
Oh, yeah. Well, we didn't have to do anything because he was like, so good. We were just being ourselves.
Okay. Well, and that's a Matt Bomer love fest if I've ever heard one, but I really cackled like a lot during this episode, more than usual, like quite a bit more than usual. So I think this episode was really, really funny for me, like very belly laughing funny.
And I think it also shows, I really enjoyed his delusion. Because yes. Like that first number he does with Darren, Darren is fantastic in it. And then he's like, no, you're a little flat. It's like, what?
I like their voices together,
yes,
too.
Yes, they sound great together.
Oh, and
you
can
together.
Also sing.
Oh, my God. It was a showcase of Matt's ability and range. And also for Darren, I think, because they all got to do things, I think, that were outside of the norm for them. And...
Yeah, it was exciting. Mm-hmm.
It was really exciting. I wanted more of them. Okay,
let's grade the performances. That's what I'm talking about. Spinoff, Cooper and Blaine. I'm still standing.
By the way, before we do that, did you see that Matt Bomer went and watched Darren?
Yes.
In Little Shop and took a picture and said his little brother, which I thought was so perfect.
Yes, very cute. Oh, that's so nice of him to go see Darren. Yeah. I wish I could go see them do that.
We should.
That's very cute. Okay.
I'm still standing.
Look, circumstances aside, situation aside, I give it an A.
Yeah, I think the cover's an A. I think the actual number is like a C.
Yeah. Fair enough. Hungry Like the Wolf, Rio.
I'll give it an A minus.
Okay, that's fair. I was going to go B plus plus. So we're saying the same thing.
I was going to say that as well because they didn't, with just being in choir room and it being their first number together, hilarious. Great job.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Fighter, A plus.
Yes. Hilarious. Great. I also loved, it was one of those things where reminding myself this is a satire. Like Blaine is so serious right now. And look at that screen behind him. This is comedy gold.
No, funny.
Because did you ever feel like when we were filming some of these things, like we're so in it, probably for the better, like as our characters, that you're sometimes not like, you're not playing the comedy of it, which is why it's funny.
No.
And so,
but it reads ridiculous sometimes. Yes, so you're like, so what is happening? But it's really very good. Yes, it's very good. I'm glad a lot of people got it.
Yeah.
up.
I like the song. It was just joyful. I mean, seeing everyone
it's very sweet.
And,
I mean, I think it's sweet.
I would say a B.
Okay, I was going to give it an A.
Like, it's, you know, it's nice. B-plus. It's fun. B+.
B+.
Somebody,
I
mean,
somebody that I used to know.
I think an A.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. We had a good, that's a good rating. All across the board, good ratings.
This
was
a
good
lot
report
of
card.
Good variety of music.
Yeah.
And also, we always need more Christina.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to, hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. Let's do some tardy tapes.
Okay.
Cringe moments.
I'm so sane. Yeah.
Yeah.
The concept.
We've said enough about it. Yeah. Best dance move.
There wasn't a ton of dancing in this episode.
Right.
But I mean, Hungry Like a Wolf was insane. Darren gets on the piano. That's Matt right. is everywhere.
Okay.
Something in
I
there.
Also would say the skate park, they can be dance moves.
You're right. I mean, that is the most impressive.
Yes, exactly. Okay, we'll go with that.
Okay.
Best song.
This is hard. They're all very, very different. I guess I'll go with Somebody That I Used to Know, your favorite song.
I'm going with Fighter.
Respect. You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. Across the board, good report card. Performance by a prop.
Any of Cooper's stuff.
Yeah, the headshot.
Also, like, special shout out to Brittany's camera. She's taking pictures with the cap on. Cooper's industry sites from NCIS.
Ugh. Oh, man, that's good, too.
Best line. Oh, my God. It's got to be one of Cooper's.
Yeah, for sure.
So, okay, so Cooper says, Stanislavski says, the fingers are the eyes of the body, but he never mentioned that the toes are the ears. Like, what?
I think I'm going to go with the Nicolas Cage line. And that's more about the, to be fair, that's more about the delivery than it is the line itself. But I think I have to give it to him.
I mean, performance MVP is Matt Bomer.
Obviously.
Like, just crushed it.
Obviously.
So for Shit We Found on TikTok this week, Grilled Cheeses,
Mary,
did a slideshow about Super Bowl 2024 predictions. And there's things like San Francisco scores at the end of the first half. KC scores a touchdown but misses the extra point. Usher delivers an exciting performance. Then, oh my God, a giant asteroid hit the field and all of the Chiefs are hurt and can't play anymore. Who will play the 49ers? The William McKinley High School football team comes to the field and performs single ladies taking the field. In the final play of the game, a touchdown is scored by McKinley, bringing the score to 21-21 and send Kurt Hummel in for the extra point to win the game. And there's all these incredible pictures and Kurt performs single ladies. Oh, God. It's
very funny. Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Grilled Cheeses.
Grilled Cheeses.
Jesus.
I wanted to say before we go, I've been listening to this podcast called Hollywood Gold, which interviews producers of movies. And I feel like if people, because producers don't get often interviewed.
Recognized.
And you can hear from start to finish how like some of the biggest films in the world get made. And I feel like you have like our perspective here as the performers in it doing it. And to hear how production goes for movies, it's not that dissimilar from here, but it's just like, fascinating. And I think you should listen to it if you enjoy like the behind the scenes stuff of this. This is not an ad, not getting paid to do this, but it's just some really brilliant, brilliant things. Like I listened to Silver Linings Playbook. There's an episode about an Arrival, and it's just
cool.
Great.
But cool.
Behind the scenes thing like this.
Good rec.
Yeah.
Good rec, Kevin.
Okay, come back next week. It's Saturday Night Gleaver.
How exciting. Thank you so much for listening, you guys. And that's what you really miss.
Thanks for listening. And follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.